This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Simon Fiddiment, I'm from Wiltshire and I am on the domestic electrical installer.
And welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Simon, who is doing his electrical training with Train for Trade Skills. Hi Simon, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Could you brief us on what your career up to date has been, Simon?
Yes, I'm trained in commercial horticulture and agricultural engineering, and my career up until now has been mainly as a self-employed agricultural engineer.
That's interesting. And being an agricultural engineer, how many years did you work as such?
About 15.
15 years of experience as an agricultural engineer. Was there anything which triggered you to enter the electrical profession, Simon?
Mainly just lack of work. I was finding it hard to get regular work. So I decided I was quite interested in electrics already, and I've dealt with vehicle electrics on a day-to-day basis, so I thought it would be a natural progression.
And did you have any electrical experience at all before that?
With vehicle electrics, yes, and mainly for domestic in household, mainly just DIY experience.
You didn't have any qualifications?
No, I had no qualifications relating to electrics, no.
Now, being on the course, what would you say to people out there who would like to pursue an electrical career, and what are the most important qualities which they need to have?
It helps to have a logical mind, but it doesn't matter if you don't have any previous experience, because you're taught everything you need to do. And if you do make mistakes, it's of no consequence. So you don't need to worry about having previous experience.
You said people need to be logical. What do you mean by that?
Electrics is quite a logical process. It's a matter of remembering which wire goes where, what colour it needs to be, that sort of thing. So a logical process.
So you fancy changing your career, you thought, yes, and you came down to do your practical training in ATL Centre. How are you finding it, Simon?
Finding it very, very good. We had some theory yesterday, but we were almost straight into the workshop doing practical stuff. So, I feel like I'm progressing very quickly, so I'm very happy with it so far.
And can you tell us what are the things you have been doing so far?
Wiring up lighting circuits, wiring to switches and to light fittings, just to as you would do in the home.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.